Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back the amazing psychic Kat Edwards. She's a clairvoyant medium, diploma life coach, civil funeral celebrant, justice of the peace, spiritual teacher and mentor, public speaker and singer, writer, and a mom of four. Born in Scotland, Kat moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences at age 5. When she was 15, Kat bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for her friends. At age 24, she began to read professionally. Since then, she has gone on to read for thousands of people over the past 17 years. As a qualified life coach, Kat is able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge to give you a compassionate, informative, thought-provoking, and guided experience, which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. Kat specializes in helping you in your life direction and can see the potential in you even when you can't. Her life's purpose is to honor life and encourage success. That's the life in you and the success that's yours for the taking. Kat is a guidance style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form a part of the reading process, however, they are not the sole focus. Now, tonight when you speak with Kat and she is in the studio, you can ask her only one question and one follow-up question. We have a lot of callers on the line, and we won't be able to get to all of you. But I want you to know that Kat is running a special, whether you talk to her or not. She is running a special of 11 minutes for $11, and you might want to write this down. And this is how you can get in touch with her. It's on the World Wide Web. paypal.me/happycatproductions. So let me welcome Kat. Kat, how are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me again, David, and thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's wonderful to be back.
It's wonderful to have you, Kat. Love you.
Oh, love you too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. When we were chit-chatting on Facebook before the show, you said you wanted to talk about the New Year's numerology and some astrology stuff. Shall we start off doing that?
Yes, absolutely. Let's go ahead and do that. So 2018 is going to be a very exciting year because we're going into an 11 master number year. If you add up the numbers 2 plus 1 plus 8 for 2018, we don't add 0 because obviously we can't. We end up with the number 11. With master numbers, we don't break them down. Obviously, 1 plus 1 is 2, so we could look at a lower vibration of 2. But we tend to want to look at the higher vibration of the master number. They can be quite challenging master numbers. They can cause you to really learn a lot about yourself, but you can achieve a massive amount under a master number vibration. And this year, 2011, 2011, got 11 on the brain. 2017 was a 10-1. It was the number one vibration. So it was really about new beginnings and about setting the new standard for the world, you know, on a world scale. And we did see some interesting new beginnings in this past year gone. But now we move into, as of the weekend, this weekend, we're moving into an 11 vibration. So we're moving more into an experience of inspiration, of creativity. We're also going to find that there may be some sudden events that require a bit of decisive action. But there will be a lot of exciting experiences. People will need to learn fast so that they can grow, or they'll feel themselves being left behind a bit. There will also be, for those of us who've been doing things well and being happy and positive and following our soul and our heart and what makes us feel good, hypothetically, legal dealings that will come into our lives in this year coming will be more on the positive, you know, like I'm signing a contract to get a job, or I'm signing a deal because I've just bought a house, that sort of thing. But for people who are not listening to their heart and following their inner guidance, they may experience a bit of legal issues this year. So that's just something to be aware of. The more that you follow your heart, listen to what feels good in the truth of your heart, not in your ego, in the truth of your heart, in the higher good, then you'll find things will work better for you and things will be less dramatized and way more peaceful. So we want to make sure that any legal dealings that you have are good ones. You know, like I won the lotto and I'm just signing that money into my account, you know. First division lotto, of course. I said to myself, oh, I'm going to win the lotto, and I won like fourth division and got $13 Australian. You want to clarify with spirit? In an 11 number, we're also considering education, and because it's a 2 vibration at a lower vibration, it's a 2, which is very much an inspired number. It's a number of the mind, and it's a number of creativity. It's the duality number, and it's a number in which spirit can really work with you. So we'll find that there'll be a big focus on education. It'll be interesting to see what the governments around the world will be doing with that as far as their policies go. But on a personal level, we'll find a lot of human beings will start to open up more to their intuitive and psychic abilities, whether they recognise it or not. We may also experience some awakenings, mass awakenings. We might have some mass epiphanies, which will be quite interesting, especially if something really bizarre and a bizarre event might happen that will cause everybody to have a mass epiphany, such as, I don't know, maybe Nanu Nanu, there might be a UFO landing. I don't know. But we're certainly going to be in a year where there would be some sort of mass awakening if there was going to be. And there is that evolution of humanity that is happening at the moment that is bringing people to need to focus more in their heart space and less in their ego space, which, of course, we shouldn't reject. It's our infant self. And there's a whole lot of infant self adult egos walking around feeling pretty damn tired, because a little child shouldn't be running the show. A grown-up should be, and the grown-up within you is, of course, your heart. So we need to be looking at listening to our dreams and our visions, and we need to be feeling calmer and more focused on our heart, and we can do that this year with this incredible vibration. I just wanted to also acknowledge a really great blog post that I came across. It's at a website called universallifetools.com, and the person who has written it is Simone Matthews. She's just written it in December the 21st, And down here, I'm just scrolling down, it's going to be an exciting time just in the next couple of days, because as we come into, and I'm quoting here from her blog, she says, Simone says, as we come into 2018, the 1st of January 2018 opens an 11-11 gateway. So it's the first day of the first month in an 11 universal year. There will also be a super moon, a full moon, on the 1st and 2nd of January 2018, which will be positioned at 11 degrees 38, which of course 3 plus 8 is 11, it's an 11-11.
Wow.
She goes on, yeah, I know, it's so exciting. Cancer and the sun are positioned at 11 degrees 38, 11-11 in Capricorn. And she says, wow, oh wow, absolutely. The energy of 11 is certainly the theme of 2018. And that's a quote from Simone. And look, get on to universallifetools.com and have a look at that blog. If you like, I'll post it up after the show. She's got a very, very comprehensive blog there. And, yeah, I'm incredibly excited. I've just had a birthday and I'm coming to a 21/3 year, which is a very creative year. I started to feel it before I even had my birthday in the days leading up to it. About 2 to 3 weeks before the birthday, I started to really feel that creative drive. And I think that the intensity of the 11-11 that's coming through is causing so many people to start to really feel inspired and really feel that spirit connection, that oneness that they have, that they recognize that they are all one somehow, some way. So if you meet somebody in the street and let's say, for example, they're a drunken bum and you're 35, was there ever a time you were a drunken bum? I'd say, yeah, just, you know, maybe one night you got plastered. Recognise that something in you equals something in them and back to front. If you had a time in your life when you were judgmental and mean and somebody comes up to you and they're judgmental and mean, recognise that there is something in you that they are reflecting, and that was a time where you were at that place. Also, you know, if somebody comes up to you, they're very altruistic, they're very kind, they give you something out of the goodness of the heart, which happens all the time with strangers. Recognize the time when you did that too, because we are all one. So recognize the things within yourself that are coming to you from others and realize the oneness. This is an incredible time of year and an incredible year we're going into. David, I'm so excited. How about you? Well,
yes, I am, especially hearing you speak. Thank you so much. And I loved some of the things that you were saying about how we reflect things in each other. It's so true.
Yeah.
I just want to let people know that if you want to find out more about Kat, her website is katedwardsclairvoyant.com. Kat with a C, katedwardsclairvoyant.com. And Kat, would you like to tell people about your special?
Yeah, absolutely. So for listeners of David Clark's show tonight, I'm offering, and in the excitement of the 11-11, I'm offering 11 minutes for $11 US. So if you were unable to speak with me this evening, but you would like to have an answer, a question answered, then please connect with me on Facebook Messenger. I have been wrestling with my website all day, trying to get it up. Sometimes it looks like it's up, sometimes it's not. So if you are clicking on special offers and you can't see anything, connect with me. But it should be up there. Celebrate 2018 with Kat Edwards. It's 11 minutes for $11. I've also got the links up on my Facebook page and Instagram. So all you have to do is click on the link, go to my PayPal, secure your spot, and then just send me a message by Facebook Messenger or email to say you've paid and you'd like a time slot. I've set aside an hour after the show to do as many as I can, and then we'll be setting dates and times for next week. I work Tuesdays and Saturdays here in Australia. That is actually Monday night and Friday night in the North American regions. So if I can't read for you today, I will certainly be setting up a time for you to be read by me next week, either Monday night or Friday night next week if you're in North America, or Tuesday afternoon or Saturday if you're in Australia or New Zealand. So, check out my website, katedwardsclairvoyant.com. Go to special offers. You'll see all about it there. I'll be doing video chats via Facebook Messenger or telephone for the 11-11 readings, 11 minutes for $11. I don't use Skype anymore. Sorry, Skype. I find it very unreliable. I found Facebook Messenger private video chat much better. So I'm so excited about that too. I really hope that I can serve you as best I can today. If I can't get on to you today during the show, please connect with me afterwards and see how I can help you.
Sounds great. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We have 18 callers, if you can believe it. We're going to start. Now, whether I've talked to you or not, don't give up hope, but I've talked to some of these callers, and Miranda is number one. So, Miranda, you're live.
Thank you, David. Hi, Kat. So nice to talk to you.
Hi, Miranda. How can I help you?
I was excited about moving forward with purchasing a home. I'm currently on the West Coast. I'm looking to move into the East Coast. And I saw this home online that's under construction, and I called the agent, the listing agent, and she said that there was an offer made on the house, and they were in negotiations, so she will get back to me next week. I was just wondering what you see around this. Will the offer go through, or will it not, or do I have a chance at this house?
Okay. Well, just as you were talking, I've just been pulling cards just to feel the energy around you. And you said you're on the West Coast, and I heard East Coast, and then you said you're moving to the East Coast. And then I heard she's a wise move, but she'll be posted temporarily. So to me, you'll be in a spot temporarily, which might be a rental. But there's a temporary move before you make a sudden change, which will be a positive move. So I'm just going to ask where you will go. So you particularly like the house you've seen online. I do too, to a certain degree, but I feel that there's some shoddy workmanship or there's some other issue around the land.
I was having a little tough time understanding everything you were saying. So, I wasn't clear. I understood you said that there would be a temporary move before the real move, but would it be to this house or is it to some other home?
I'll just keep pulling cards with the same happy outcome. So I'm just going to ask my pendulum in particular, will she move to the house that she wants to go to? No, you won't move into that particular house that you want to go to. Is there an issue with this house that she would not like? Yeah. Will she move into a house similar to it? Yeah, so the house that you like is a house that has a lot of the attributes that you want, but I don't feel that it is the house that you'll move to. However, I do feel that you will move to a house that is very similar to it. You're moving, you're either going to overlook water or you're going to be near it. I'm seeing a lot of shaded trees, and at the same time, there's a vastness in the landscape. So I have no idea where on the East Coast you're going, but Spirit's showing me the landscape. Spirit's showing me that you have views either of water, whether it's on your property and there's a pond or a dam, or you're actually looking out on a river or a lake or the ocean. There's a view of water. There's shady trees and there's a vastness to the landscape is what they're showing me. They're also giving me the impression that you'll live there for some years, maybe even up to 10 to 20 years. And so they're wanting to get it right for you. You're a cool customer, aren't you, Miranda, but you're also a very good person.
Yes.
Yeah. You hold your cards close to your chest and you're careful about what you say. You don't give out too much too quickly. And that's a good thing, especially in the event of purchasing a house. I think you need to go and see this house, the one that you're interested in, really, before, I mean, anything I say is one thing, but you need to go and settle yourself.
Of course.
She move into the house she's interested in that she's seen right now on the web? No. I'm still getting a no for that. Will she move into a house that she likes? Yes. Yeah, you'll move into a house that you like. There's something about that house that you're interested in at the moment. It's either shoddy workmanship or there's something about the neighbourhood or the land. There's just something not quite right. And I feel like you'll realise it, but you won't realise it till you've seen it and then you'll realise you've dodged the bullet. It may even be that the neighbours aren't particularly nice. I'm not sure what it is. Spirit's not showing me that. They're just saying it's not the right one, but you're on the right track. So good luck, Miranda. Thanks for calling
Thank
in. I appreciate
you.
It. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Thank you,
Take
Pat.
Take care,
Thank
Miranda.
You.
You're
Happy
welcome.
New Year to both of you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, Wendy is next. Wendy, you're live.
Hi, thank you. Happy New Year to both of you. And Miranda, I am 66. I've been directly hired by Centene HealthNet. I've been working since July, but there's been issues with their computer system and getting me the right headset. And my boss told me recently that he doesn't really have a spot for me on his team, but he's going to talk to Peggy to see if I can go to her team. And I feel like that would be a wonderful fit. So I just need to know, do you see me keeping my call center job with Centene HealthNet for at least 2 years or more, and will I go to Peggy's team soon?
Okay, so you got a two-part question there. Will you keep your job for 2 years or more? Well, I'm getting a firm yes for that one.
Okay.
Will you move to Peggy's team? Will Wendy stay at Peggy's team? No. Will Wendy advance further in her career? Yes. So you're going to continue to advance further in your career, Wendy? There's a hop, skip and a jump for you, I feel. Will Wendy be given a more important, more high responsibility role? Yes. Will Wendy be paid more for that? Yes. How many months away for that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 9 to 10 months before you're getting, hopefully I'm correct, and it's a pay increase with a better responsibility job. I feel you'll be recognised for the skills and the knowledge that you have, and I also feel that you're in a place with a good employer, and that they'll want you to remain there until you're too bloody old to be there, basically. That's the feeling
wonderful.
I get for you, Wendy.
Oh, I'm so excited. And my sister and I move this summer to the Reserve. It's another apartment building, and I hope that they approve because I'm declaring Chapter 7. So will we move?
Honey, that's another question. That's not a follow-up question. We can only have one question.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Valerie is next. Valerie, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Do you see a love relationship coming in 2018? If so, when and how?
Okay. All right, let's see, Valerie. Will Valerie be in a romantic relationship in 2018? Okay, I'm getting a firm yes on you having a romantic relationship in 2018. Okay, how many months away? 1, 2, 3, 4. So about 4 months away so that would be March, April, May, around that period of time for you when I close my eyes and I focus on the how, I get that this person is a casual acquaintance. So this will be sort of like someone that you'll meet. This isn't somebody who you've already, in a deep friendship with. There's also, you've got some skills that you have to develop. In particular, they'll be very timely for your career path, and it feels like it'll be around that time where you'll be developing skills that you'll meet someone who'll become a casual acquaintance and you'll have a bit of a fling. But what I'm feeling is not to put too much pressure on it to be the one, but rather just to go with the flow and have a good time. It feels more like a good time relationship. It can be a good time relationship that goes on for years and years, or a good time relationship that goes on for a weekend. It's not about how long it goes. It's about the fact that you're having a good time. Okay, that's the feeling that I need to convey to you, because that's what's going to make it a happy experience for you. Okay, thanks very much for calling in, Valerie. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you both. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Happy thanks, New Valerie. Year. Happy New Year. Okay, Julia is next. And Julia, you are live.
Yay, I'm live.
Ha-ha, I love it.
I love being alive. It's so good. Oh, hi, Kat.
Hey, Julia. How you going? How can I help you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
Great. The reason I'm calling is I'm looking to relocate in 2018. My first choice would be South Carolina, but my daughter has contacted me and she would like me to move to Kansas. So,
oh, okay.
So now there's a choice.
Can I just, before I go and go within, I just want to ask you on a practical level, where's your heart? Like, if your daughter hadn't rung you, would you have gone to South Carolina no matter what?
That was my first choice, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it a lifestyle that you're after?
Well, it's a starting over point for me. So this is kind of me rediscovering me. But I feel like if I go where she is, then I'll go into mom mode, and I want to kind of go into me mode.
Okay. But I've got family in Missouri, so I know Kansas just a smidge. Not a lot. I can't say that I'm an expert or anything. But it's around the same sort of latitude-ishness, I think. Don't quote me, you'd know better than me. You could probably drive there or fly there pretty quick. My gut, my instinct is telling me, Julia, that you need to go into me mode, not mom mode, and that you can still support your daughter from a regional perspective, but you need a lifestyle and you need a you style to your life. You need a house that looks like you. You need a life that looks like you. And I want to encourage you to focus on gaining that, because there's something about trust with you that needs to be rebuilt as well. Spirit keeps telling me it's a matter of trust, it's a matter of trust. And I'm really concerned that you go to the expense and effort of moving to Kansas and then her life changes and she doesn't want to live there anymore. and you've moved somewhere you didn't want to live, which happens with adult children to quite a lot of parents of adult children. So just from that, you know, looking at it from a practical perspective, it's a decision, so I can't just sort of go, oh, hey, you will do this or you will do that. I'd rather come at you from a life coach's perspective and say, hey, Julia, where's your truth in your heart? Who do you need to serve the most here? And if you're serving yourself, if from a heartfelt perspective, then you'll be a better mother. Yeah? So you do what is right for you, follow that, and if you really want to be in Julia mode, not mother mode, then, well, your daughter's big enough and ugly enough to deal with that, surely. And if she wants to be ugly about it, then she will. But I don't feel that she will for too long if she's going to have a sook. Feel like she'll get on with it. I do feel like there's some backing and forthing, though. I feel like you might find yourself visiting quite a bit and her visiting you. And there may even be a time where you consider some temporary accommodation. I feel like for her there's a few issues that are going to go down in her life. There's some health concerns. And there's some issues there. She already started having babies?
No, not yet.
Or is it siblings that have babies? There's babies around, grandkitties around in the energy field there, and that will also draw you back further into that family life, but you need to have that buffer so that you can, you know, go out and have a good time with your friends and build the life and the career and the party, good time that you want. Because I do feel that there are some good times. I see restaurants around you and I see laughter around you and I see just getting up and going and doing things. And I feel that you need that. And I think that the Carolinas are on the coast, so there's that need for a lifestyle that you wouldn't necessarily feel you have in a landlocked area. Unless you were going to be going somewhere where there was a big lake or river, you need to be by water that gives you a bit of a lifestyle. So think about it. Make the decision based on what's really going to be the right thing for your life, not the right thing for anyone else's, no matter how much you love them. Otherwise, you won't have a happy life. You'll be an unhappy person, and that's no good to anyone.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
All right,
I agree.
Julia,
Thank you.
Thank
I just
you.
Wanted to tell you one quick thing. This isn't a question. It's just something that happened. I was reading a book today, and on the very first page was Charleston, and that's in South Carolina, and that's one of the places that I'm thinking about moving. So I just kind of thought that was like a wink from the universe. You know, yes, you know, we know you're thinking about us. So I just thought that was kind of awesome.
If you start getting, if there's three things, because truth is in three, if you get another two sort of things that come across you, you know, you hear the word Rayleigh or there's something else that comes across your table or you're driving and you see the word, a word that relates to one of the Carolinas jump out, you need to take it because spirit is giving you the message. Your future self is giving you the message, you know. You owe it to your future self. And your daughter's future self, by the way. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. I appreciate it. And thank you, David, for taking my call. And Happy New Year to both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Take care, Julia.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Jay is next. Jay, you're live.
Hey, thanks, David, for taking my call. Hey, Kat, down under. How's it going?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Pretty good. I just signed up for your 11 minutes for $11, so sounds like a great deal. So look forward for a future reading with you. So thank you so much again. Hey, I'm going to be going to a two-year for next year, numerology-wise. So just my one question is regarding relationships for next year, whether it be a close one or other people too.
Okay. I'm a bit confused. Can you just clarify your question around relationships? Are you
sure.
after
relationships as far as like friends, more friends, and more like a more intimate relationship with one of my friends right now.
So you're looking at your relationships with friends, new friends, and old. Is that right?
And well, yeah, well, okay, well, specifically, it's I'm dating right now, and just starting the friendship relationship about a couple months ago. So see how it goes for next year.
Okay. Sorry, I just didn't quite. I think sometimes the way that different cultures put words together didn't translate well to me. It was like, okay, now I understand. All right, good. So let's look at your current romantic relationship. That you say the friendship has become a relationship. Yeah, that's lovely, because that's the best kind of relationship to have. Just pulling some cards. All right, that relationship's going to go through a bit of a rocky patch. You're probably already feeling it. If you're not, then you will. And it's really about letting go of issues and other, you know, stuff. It's stuff from the past. It's like, you know, the psychology has understood that we all have beliefs. Some of them are formed when we're really young. Some of them are formed on the fly as we grow. But input comes in, triggers a belief, which then triggers an automatic thought. If the belief is a good thing about you, the automatic thought is a positive thought. If it's a negative thing about you, the automatic thought is a negative thought. And the thought then triggers an action, yeah? So we're looking at it completely from a scientific level. Your relationship is going to go through a shift where there are going to be beliefs challenged, thoughts that are going to occur, and which will affect behavior. And when you're going through it, if you see that she's doing it, is a she, yeah?
Yes.
If you see that she's acting in a way that is playing out of a hidden or a belief, you say, well, hang on, where did this come from? Start talking about the belief. Start talking about the thought that came into her head that caused that reaction. And that's how you're going to save the relationship, because you're going to come at it from sort of that critical thinking perspective. And even if you stop being lovers, you'll stay being friends. It's about releasing some of this drama so that you can move on and become happier people. Not necessarily about the relationship itself, but about the two of you working together to be happier individuals who are in a happier friendship. So it will either cause you to break or grow, and I'm hoping it will be a grow. I hope it doesn't be a break, but there are going to be some challenges in that relationship in the coming year. Now, as far as future friends or lovers, which one did you want?
Lovers, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So the three cards that are pulled in regards to that is that you're going to go through, so this relationship you're in now, the rocky patch, make or break. There'll be a quiet period within your life, probably where you'll be licking your wounds or just sort of bringing yourself back up to speed, and there will be an ending. Whether that's an ending of the drama and your relationship moves forward, I kind of feel like maybe this relationship will move back in onto the friend shelf. I hope that's not going to upset you. But I can see you going out and pursuing others.
Okay.
And this time when you do that, you need to recognize what you don't want first before you go forward. Having that feeling of knowing will really help you to take advantage of the fact that you're around somebody that you really like, so that you have sort of a forewarned, it's forearmed perspective about what you want next. And I do see a couple of swings for you. I don't see a big, heavy relationship. I don't feel
okay.
like you'll really move forward into a heavy relationship until maybe 2019. I just used a different deck of cards and pulled the desire to move on card. So, yeah, you're obviously at a point where you're ready to take another pathway. But yeah, I don't see how you're going to have a deep relationship in the next year. I can see you having a bit of a fling here and there, a couple of flings, and have a good time. And I've just pulled another card around you, and it says speak your mind and use confidence. So you really have to use your truth at the moment, mate.
Okay,
good luck.
Awesome, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Okay,
for
great.
The great deal, too.
Awesome.
Take care.
Thanks,
David.
Thanks for calling, Jay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, Kimberly is next. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Kimberly. How can I help you?
Hi, Kat. I just would like to get some insight about career and increasing my finances for the new year.
Okay. And what is it that you do, Kimberly?
Right now, I teach biology in high school, but it's not my passion.
Oh, what's your passion?
My passion has always been to go into the medical field.
Nice. So to be a doctor?
Yes.
Hmm. And, Kimberly, have you always wanted to travel with that?
I don't know about traveling.
Okay. And I feel that if you were to pursue that passion, that you could achieve it quite well, though you are going to have to be realistic about it. I mean, you've already got a degree, so that's a good step in that direction. But, you're going to be doing it part-time, and it'll take you about 7 to 10 years. But I think it'll be something that'll be well worth looking into. And during that time, if you were to go forward with that, quite frankly, I can see you using it overseas, whether you were volunteering, like Médecins Sans Frontières, that sort of deal. Or there's some natural disaster and you just go down to give a hand. I feel like you have some adventure in you with it. I don't see you just settling into an office doing a 9-to-5 mundane experience. So I feel like there's going to be more there.
Okay.
So I want to encourage you to go forward with it.
Okay.
And I feel like you need to really seriously look at it, and I do feel like there will be an option to enroll, but by the time everything is organised and together, you probably could scrape it in at the beginning of the year, but it feels more like mid-year intake to me. If you guys have that in the US, I think we have it here. It feels like it's more mid-year than it is right at the beginning of the year that you're going to go forward with that. But I unless you can go and live with somebody or cover your bills so that you can do it full-time, let's be practical, it would probably be part-time. But I think that it would be a wonderful challenge, a brilliant experience, and as you learn it, you can teach it or bring parts of it to students in biology, especially all your anatomy stuff, just get right into that. That's so good. I love watching those YouTube shows. At Gunther, you ever see Gunther when he does those dissections? He's awesome. I did medical school for a little while too, and we went up to the medical library and saw the jars of body parts. That was pretty interesting. So good luck with it, Kimberly. I hope I answered your question. I do really feel like you've got a really interesting career, and you need to take advantage of that passion. Otherwise, you'll just be 60 and ready to retire and be like, oh, well, that was a dud of a life. I didn't do what I wanted to do. You know, we don't want that. So,
right.
Yeah, go for it. Right. Go for it. Think about your future self.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks for calling, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is Ellen, and Ellen, you're live.
Hi, David. Hello, Kat. My question concerns my question concerns the move. I'm looking for another apartment now. Do you see me finding one successfully and living there happily?
Yes. Yes, I do. And when I focus on you, Ellen, I just see a lot of golden, happy sunshine around you. You feel very much like a sunshine today. I formed some cards for you. A lot of abundance and promising business adventures and good things around you. Energetically, you also got some insights. So you just need some psychic insights or some gut feelings that you need to follow as you're going forward. But there's a new opportunity around you, especially in your career, and you just need to release your fears so that those things don't hold you back anymore, because otherwise they will. But there's a lot of success around you, opportunities will knock. There's a reason why you haven't been able to get the apartment that you've been after just yet, and because of the opportunities that are around you. So you're on a time frame, yes, to move into a new place, is that correct?
Sometime in February.
February, okay, that's not too bad. Like, we've got a little bit of leeway. Look at your plate, look at the opportunities that you've got. What have you got? Career-wise, what have you got? Think about it. Think about, well, you know, if I move here, what's my commute going to be like versus moving there? Think about your lifestyle, and then you'll find that the apartment will fall into place. But Ellen, as I focused on you, as soon as I heard your name, I saw a sunshiny day in my mind. I just saw a happy, sunshiny day. So I feel like things are going to really be happy for you in the coming few months, hopefully for the rest of the year. It'll be a great year for you, I hope.
Oh, I sure hope so. That's just wonderful news. Thanks. Do you mind if I just ask one follow-up? The opportunities that you see around me, are they local within the same city, or do you see them elsewhere in the country?
Okay, that's a good question. I'm going to ask my pendulum. Is the career opportunity going to be local to where she is now? Is the career opportunity going to be interstate? Is it going to be within the country she is in now? Yeah, so are you open to traveling?
I would love it.
Moving? Great, yeah. Because it does look like it's interstate. And think about what you want. You know, you want more money, you want more credit for what you do, you want to do what you love, you want a great lifestyle in the place that you do it. You know, if you work for yourself, you want to be able to cover the expenses of your business easily and make a nice profit every year. Whatever it is that you want, focus on that, ask Great Spirit for it, write it down, focus on it, and then think about where you'd really, really like to live. Go for your heart's desires, because the opportunity will not. But don't put any, like Abraham Hicks always talks about, be specific in as far as the things that you'd like, but also let it be a bit general. Just because you don't know how the jigsaw puzzle looks from the bigger picture, being a little human being in the bigger picture of the universe and the unfoldment. So give some leeway to the Great Spirit, because it might be actually something better than you imagined. If you give it a baseline, you know, I really want to live Say, for example, you really wanted to live in beautiful countryside where it got no hotter than 27 degrees centigrade, I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, and all the people were generally happy, and, you know, whatever, then you're giving the great spirit something to work with, but you're not going, I have to live in this region, because there might be actually a better job, a better advancement, a better opportunity somewhere else. And at first, the lifestyle might not look as good as what you'd planned, but when you get there, you might realize it's even better as well. So just be open to it and see what happens.
I will. Thank you so much, Kat. And David, could you repeat Kat's contact information sometime during the show, because I didn't write it down when you said it before.
Oh, sure. Well, are you interested in that $11 special she's running?
Definitely.
Okay, for that, you go to paypal.me/happycatproductions, and then her website is catedwardsclairvoyant.com, and you can find her on Facebook also.
Okay. Thank you.
You can just go to the special offers page on my website. We'll have all the information there about the 11 minutes for $11.
I will check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Catherine is next. And Catherine, you're live.
Hi. Thank you both for taking my call, and happy, happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, too. How can I help you?
Thank you. I'm wondering, there's these three gentlemen that I would like to work with. One is a Taurus, one is a Virgo, and one is a Aries. I was just wondering which one you see collaborating with me on my next project, and I guess the follow-up would be when to approach them, please.
Okay, all right. I thought you were going to say Capricorn there, Taurus, Virgo, and then you said Aries. You've got all the earth signs going.
Yeah, what is it?
And what sun sign are you, Catherine?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, you're a Cancer. Okay. Now, I'm going to run my pendulum over them and see who's best for you to work with. So the question was, who's the best person for you to work with? Is that right?
Or who would work with me? Who would work with me? Who is more apt to work with me?
Okay. Who would be the best person to work with me? Yeah, I've just got my pendulum going around and around. It's not settled on anyone yet. Yeah, like the Taurus guy. I'm going to go back over it again just one more time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it likes the Taurus guy. Taurus and Cancer do work well together. You just have to watch Taurus a little bit. They can be a bit lazy. Taurians are usually pretty good people, but they do like to be, they can be hoarders. They can be a little bit lazy because they like things around them. They like to eat, and they sort of like their comforts. They're very much comfort focused and orientated, which is good for Cancer, because Cancer really likes to nurture. But don't fall into the trap of doing all the work. Okay. Where Taurus is good is that they're practical. They can be very capable, and they can also be a little bit skeptical, which is good for critical thinking, and judgmental isn't always bad, especially when you're working in business. You want to make sure that you're aware, you've got your eyes open, you're using that critical thinking. So just be aware that Taurus can be a bit lazy. You don't want them to just sort of put all the mundane stuff onto you. He has to do some of that as well, but he will be quite capable. Just looking at from a purely practical perspective, you Virgo, they're of all the signs, and please Virgo people listening, don't take offence, but they're the I've never met a Virgo that's not a clean freak. Everything has, you'll make a mess and before it catches on the floor, they've cleaned it up. They can be quite OCD, which is really good for finer detail and like highly detail orientated type people. But for a Cancer that's got that sort of earthy nurturing aspect, it can be quite frustrating. And also Aries can be very stubborn. And at times they can be a bit closed-minded. There's a lot of positives about Aries. One of my best friends is an Aries, and he's the guy you go to get a quality thing for a really cheap price. He absolutely knows how to haggle. And they know their stuff inside and out, Aries. Often they're very, very highly specialized, but they can be quite stubborn and they can be inflexible in some ways. So just from that practical perspective, that's where your Taurus will work better for you. You know, personality-wise, it'll be a better fit anyway. But going forward, you also put your critical thinking hat on and look at what they have to offer and make your decision based on that as well, not just on what I have to say, please.
Okay. And
okay, good luck, Catherine.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you. We're going to take one more call, if that's okay, Kat. And let's just put your special one more time because there are a lot of people we're not going to be able to get to tonight. The response has been overwhelming. So Kat's running an $11 special for 11 minutes.
Yeah, it's
and
$11
what would you like
for
to...
11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was going to let you take over from here.
Okay. So it's $11 for 11 minutes. It's four people listening in tonight. If you didn't get to have your burning question answered or you were on the air with me and you'd like to know more, just go to my website, katedwardsclairvoyant.com. And click on the special offers tab on the menu bar and just read down there. You will see a link that says click here to secure your spot, or you'll see a blue link that says 11 minutes for $11 book here. Click on that and it'll take you to my PayPal site. Secure your spot there. Because I'm not the most fabulous tech savvy person, I haven't been able to link it up to a calendar yet, so I apologize about that. But if you send me an email or a private message on Facebook to say you've booked, I will be able to cross-reference and give you a time. And I have some allotted time after the show to fit as many people in as I can. If I can't get to you after the show, I will also be offering you time slots next week. For North American residents, I work Monday nights and Friday nights. Here in Australia, it's Tuesdays and Saturdays. Currently, Saturday at 11:28 a.m. at the moment here in Brisbane. So I will contact you back with a time offering. If that is not convenient, please let me know a time that will be convenient. We can work it out. It's only 11 minutes, so surely we can work it out. There is a preference for video chat on Facebook or telephone. So please make sure that you connect with me and let me know the best time for you. And go to my website, katedwardsclairvoyant.com. Special offers, you'll find all the info there. I've also put the link up on Instagram and on Facebook.
Beautiful. Okay, the lucky last caller of the night is area code 347. And what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi.
Hi, Tamika. How can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to know what you see for me as far as love life coming up in the new year, and then I'll ask a follow-up question after.
Okay, I just want to tell us about your love life. You're not in a relationship at the moment, Tamika?
No.
No, I didn't think so. I'm not pulling cards about a relationship. Okay, so I guess what you needed to ask was, are you going to have a relationship next year? Is that what you want to know? Because I've pulled more cards about your personal life and where you're going with that. So I'm going to ask my pendulum about whether or not you'll have a relationship next year. So will Tamika have a relationship in 2018? Will it be a long-term relationship? Will it be a mid-term relationship? Will it be a short-term? So the short to mid-term relationship, so we're not looking, will it be end in marriage or possibility of marriage? No. So this is a nice bit of a fling, a bit of a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You know, it's a bit of a nice time, which is good. For you in your life, where you're going, you put a lot of effort into your life and who you are, and there is a temporary pause in progress for you in your life. But during that time, you'll find you have to revisit your childhood. There'll be some memories that you have to deal with. You might find yourself back at your parents' house looking through boxes of photographs or letters, or you'll be at some ancestral event or something to do with your childhood that you'll have to go through and deal with that before you can move forward. You also have to be careful about not being too frivolous with money. So, we have to spend money to make money at times. And there's good business decisions around you. There is prosperity coming for you in the next year, but you have to make it in your own unique way. I wouldn't be listening to people who tell you what to do. I'd be listening to your heart and make logical decisions based on how you see your life unfolding, not how other people think that you should live your life. And really be the hunter. Go for it. Don't settle back and think about how it might happen. Look at how it can happen and how you can make it happen, and be asking those questions. If you wake up one day and you go, oh my God, I've got a dilemma, then say, I've got a dilemma. How am I going to fix that dilemma? What am I going to do to make it change? And then go have a shower, make a cup of tea, get about your life, and let it come to you. Because the answers will well up from within, and they'll also come through from inspiration, because you're walking the right path at the moment. Don't be too held back by love life and relationships and, oh my God, I have the pressure, I have to have one. Let that come and let it be a joyful experience. Don't hang on to whether or not it'll be the be-all and end-all. Just enjoy it, okay? I don't feel that the next relationship you have will be the big, big love that you're after, but I do think that it'll be a nice experience for you. How it ends, I'm not going to go into it, but it's a short to mid-term. So, you know, you might say to yourself, well, to me, hypothetically, to me, a short to mid-term relationship, it has a five-year expiry. To you, it might mean a couple of months. Depends on what you think. So I honestly think that you are going to go forward in quite a positive way. You're going to advance with your best foot forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And I do live at home. I've been living here for quite a few years. I want to move out. And I just wanted to know if you saw that happen this year.
Right. That makes sense. It's the pause. You're frustrated. I get it. And also dealing with childhood memories. You have some things you have to tie up there. I'd have a look around at what your obligations are, look at what you have to do to get out of there, and then make a plan. Because you will go for it. But you have to think very carefully about, I need to put money into this to make this happen. How can I do that? And use the skills, use the attributes that you've got. Think about it. You've got a lot going for you, and don't necessarily settle for, oh, I have to get another minimum wage job, or I have to do something that someone else says I have to do. No, you don't, not in this day and age, not with the internet, not with the possibilities that are around the world. You look at your skill set, look at what you have to offer, and then really the sky's the limit. You can get out of the situation you're in. You just have to hunt it out. Okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Kat. Well, Kat, thank you so much. And for the listeners that did not get a for the callers that did not get a chance to talk to Kat, think about her special offer. I still have several of you on the line. So that's gratifying. And thank you, Kat.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks, Miranda, Wendy, Valerie, Juliet, Jay, Kimberly, Ellen, Catherine, and Tamika. Thanks so much for calling in. It was a great honor to read for you today.
Okay, so once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Kat.
Good night, David. Good night, everybody.
God bless everyone.